Good morning.
Good morning.
The U.S. and European Union denounced the Crimean referendum as illegitimate and immediately slapped sanctions on prominent Russian politicians. What has been the reaction to that there in Moscow?
Renee, there's no indication that the threatened sanctions or the sanctions that were announced yesterday are acting as a real influence on decision-making here. In fact, Mr. Putin has been speeding up the timeline of making Crimea part of Russia. That reflects in part, I think, a bet on his part that Europe, especially Europe, but also the U.S., will be reluctant to impose the sanctions that would be truly devastating, Iran-style sanctions or sanctions which cut off Russian corporations from the Western financial system.
Right, because at the moment, those sanctions are against more or less individuals at the top who might be harmed if they can't, say, enter the U.S.
Right. And the reaction yesterday was a fairly dismissive one. Many of those officials immediately went on to Twitter joking about the effect that it would not have on their actual lives. So they were sort of letting the U.S. know that they didn't consider this damaging at all.
What about, then, the Russian public? There was, rather, a sizable anti-war, anti-Putin protest in Moscow over the weekend, but I take it that that may not reflect the general sentiment.
So it was a surprisingly large turnout, I thought, on Saturday, certainly in the tens of thousands and larger than any opposition march for some time in this city. But if you look at the population overall, Putin's moves in Crimea have been very popular. His popularity ratings are now about 72%, the highest they've been since he came back to the presidency in 2012. Russians, even liberal ones, will often tell you that Crimea should never have been transferred to Ukraine during the Soviet period at all. And in fact, I think this is partly why this is such a sort of a positive domestic step from the point of view of the Kremlin.
The notion that this is something of a throwback makes this story also all the more interesting. And I gather that some people in power seem to be welcoming what might be called a new Cold War.
So there is a strain of thought which has been gradually emerging into the mainstream since Putin returned to power in 2012, which says that the opinion of the West should not act as a constraint to Russian authorities. It shouldn't affect decision making here. And part of that argument is an economic argument that Russia should not be dependent on Western institutions or Western governments, should in fact make a significant and momentous pivot towards China, towards its financial system, and towards its markets, so that sanctions like the ones we're listening to this week cannot affect decision-making at the very top of the Russian system.
Speaking to us from Moscow, New York Times correspondent Ellen Berry, thank you very much.
Thank you.